just finished watching the tape on Kansas City. Give them credit. They did a great job, did a better job than us. But we're really moving forward towards Carolina now. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
We put in a hell of a lot of work together over the last 9 months. This 53, this brotherhood right here, just laid it on the line and go get a damn W.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now to get a national perspective on this matchup against the Carolina Panthers. And for that, we send it out to Los Angeles in our Fox Sports 1 studios and America's pregame and check in with Mike Hill and Kirk Morrison.
All right, thanks a lot, Patty. Welcome now by a former linebacker who once played an entire season for the Raiders without missing a single defensive snap. Mr. Kirk Morrison is here with us, and it's the Panthers and the Texans. Right. And you talk about trying to stop the Carolina Panthers, especially on offense. You got to try and stop the big fella behind center, and that's Cam Newton. Right. Doesn't have Kelvin Benjamin, but last week hit 9 different wide receivers. So what should be the Texans' game plan against that Carolina offense?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to make Cam Newton one-dimensional. You mentioned the passing and those different wide receivers he hit, but he still ran the football 14 times. So if you're a Texans defense, what you got to do is keep him within the pocket. Don't allow him to continue to run outside, pick up first downs. But remember this, Jadeveon Clowney, only 30 plays out of 71 last week. You got to kind of take the handcuffs off of him a little bit. Look for him to play about 50 plays. Now you add Clowney with Watt. Now all of a sudden you say, okay, we're going to keep him in the pocket, corral him. That's how you're going to get him more fits. You got to make sure you disguise coverage. But those two guys in the lineup for an extended period of time, that to me is how you make fits for Cam Newton.
J.J. Watt has always did his part last week.
Yes, he did.
3 sacks. He's always going to come to play. Meanwhile, when you talk about the Panthers, you talk about that great defense. They got a really solid defense. I know Luke Kuechly's a little banged up with the concussion and whatnot. Right. Texans got some problems, especially behind center. They got question marks right there. So besides the quarterback play, who needs to step up for that offense?
Well, I got to stick with the quarterback play because the quarterback, to me, has to go out there and execute on the best down that you have to, which is third down. When you go 3 of 14, that kills drives. You're off the field. You got to punt. So whoever's going to start at quarterback, they have to be ready for third down. But also hitting yardage. Last week, Kansas City, 111 return yards. Guess what? Houston, only 14. That's hitting yardage within the game. I'd rather start a little bit ahead of my on offense than I would on defense, basically. So that's some of the things I want to see from Houston this week. Can they get better on third down? Also, can they get that hitting yardage in the special teams? But also, no drop passes. Saw a lot of drop passes from the wide receivers last week as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. Watt had 2 sacks last week, not 3. He had 3 tackles for loss.
Well, he could give him 3.
He's going to get the 3. You know, he's going to get the maybe 30 this season. All right, we'll see if the Texans can get back to 500 on the season. Thanks a lot, Kirk. Back to you, Patty.
All right, thank you so much, guys. And for more on the Carolina Panthers, let's listen into this week's conference call.
Well, I think that they've got some dynamic playmakers. You know, I think the wide receiver group, you know, is a good young group. I think that those guys have the chance and the ability to make plays when they need to. You know, which we saw in their game against Kansas City. You know, we liked their quick strike potential, which we saw, you know, a couple of times when they moved the ball, and moved the ball well. I think they've got a solid offensive line. And again, you know, I know they suffered a little bit of an injury with the tight end position. But, again, I think they've got some quality football players. And you know, we're going to just have to be on our game. And you know, the big thing more so than anything else is, you know, we think they have got a very good offensive system. And we've, you know, we just feel that they've got the type of playmakers you need to have in those positions to give you some trouble.
Well, I think that, you know, each week the game plan has to change. And this week it's a big change because of the option game. You know, they hand it off. The quarterback keeps it. The quarterback throws it all off the option look. So you got to make sure that you have all your assignments taken care of, which sometimes can slow some people down, you know. But he's a big, strong quarterback that can run. So if you let him run, he's going to gain yards. they've got good, strong, hard running backs that are a factor also, you know. Got a tight end with good skill that they can throw to. They got some speed receivers who show some speed. You know, not the all-world receivers to this point, but, you know, Cam takes most of that on his shoulders.
It's a good week to get back on track. We had a couple good days of practice, and hopefully we can, you know, show on Sundays. But going on the road is always tough, especially early on in this season and with a team that you really not familiar with playing. So I think we got to do a real good job as a team on the practice field and film, on and off the field, understanding what they do and how they want to attack us, what they're successful with doing, and try to get our head and hands wrapped around all this stuff. But it's going to be tough, but at the same time, it's National Football League. We know it's going to be tough, but we got to be ready to play on the road.
All right, we have to take one final time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, it's X's and O's time and our John Harris on the Telestrator. Stay with us.
As Cam takes a snap, you'll see him ride Jonathan Stewart, and now Telvin Smith has crashed, and there goes Cam.